Hello and welcome to lesson number 3. We're looking at verses 17 to 24 in Psalm 119. And we're relating that, of course, is David's prayer and how we can pray. You remember Jesus said, "What could you not watch with me 1 hour?" This is one of the areas we looked at was praying the scriptures back to God. And so we'll read it through here in Psalm 119, beginning at verse 17. David said, "Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselor." Verse 1, or verse 17 actually, he said, "Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word." Now, this word bountifully has been translated reward 8 times. "Reward thy servant that I may live." That word has been translated revive 12 times. "Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above." That was David's prayer. "That I may keep." That word has been translated heed 35 times. He said, "I want to live. Revive me, that I may heed the word of God, do what it says to do." In verse 18, he said, "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." Now, the word open here, an opening, to open is allowing access through an empty space. Now, I got an empty space in the man's brain here. If we are going to really learn the Word of God, and you come to a subject, any subject, one of the issues, or any subject for that matter, the best idea is to go to the Lord and say, "I got an empty space in here. I've read this guy's, what he has to say, and I've read that, and I know what this fellow says, and all the rest of them. But what does the Holy Spirit say about this subject?" And so David is saying here, "My brain is empty on this." He is praying for light on a subject. If we would just get rid of what we think we know and then let the Word of God and the Holy Spirit deal with us as in an empty space here, he said, "Open thou mine eyes." Now, we see here that eyes are symbolic here. It's not talking about his eyeballs. It's talking about his mind. It's talking about spiritual things. And so whatever the subject is that we're dealing with, we say, "Lord, I just got an empty space here. I'm going to get all of that cleared out and let you teach me from your word." The Holy Spirit and the Word of God are always in complete harmony. "You'll show me that I may behold the things out of your law that you want me to behold." The eyes are light detecting organs. And so I need your light. I need direction on whatever it is that you happen to be studying today. Now, the word behold, he doesn't just say, "Open my eyes that I may see." He says, "Behold." And that is to see something that is very impressive. This word has been translated consider 5 times, reward 4 times, and respect another 3 times. Now, if you're going to consider something, you're going to think carefully about something before making a decision. To regard something is to pay attention so as to heed, and I think we are guilty of not showing the respect we should show to the Lord for what he is teaching us. "I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways." And so I want to see something wondrous, to see something impressive. The wonders here means to be inspiring a feeling of wonder mingled with admiration. As we study the Word of God, we will behold impressive things that will inspire us with a feeling of wonder mingled with admiration for the Lord. That's what studying the Word of God should do, not just an accumulation of information. David said, I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. He said in Psalm 102, I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the rooftop. Look at the little guy up there, all by himself. Thing about sparrows is they fly in flocks. Flocking enables birds to fly further. When the leader bird flaps its wings, it creates an uplift for the bird behind it. Each bird, except the leader, is flying in an upwash from the wing of the bird in front of it. You'll see lots of times, you'll see hundreds and hundreds of sparrows together, and they're on one will take, the leader will take a direction, and they'll all go. I'm sure you've seen them like a cloud up there. No, David, he said, I am like a sparrow all alone upon the housetop. This is actually a messianic psalm referring to when Jesus came. In John 16, he said, Behold, the hour cometh, yea, and is now come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, he's talking to his disciples, and shall leave me alone. And yet, I am not alone, because the Father is with me. And like David here, David is saying, I feel like I'm a sparrow all alone on the housetop. Lord, I need you not to hide your commandments from me. The word commandments means directions and signposts. I'm a little bird all by myself. I need some direction. In verse 20, he said, My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. My soul breaketh. Jesus said in Matthew 5, Blessed are they that mourn. What's he talking about? Blessed are they who will allow God to break their hearts over the thing that breaks the heart of God. He's heartbroken that people won't get saved. He's heartbroken that Christians won't listen to him. Does it even bother us? It did David. He said, My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Now we've said before this word judgment means that which assists one to discern right and wrong and to decide accordingly. We read in Ezekiel, And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean, and then to decide accordingly. In verse 21, David said, Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. This word cursed here is used to express annoyance or an irritation. And it's used in Psalm 95, where it talks about 40 years long, God said, was I grieved with this generation, talking about his own people, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Now that rest is what we would call today a peace that passes understanding. If we're not going to follow the Lord, if we're not going to learn His ways, if we're just going to keep on erring in our hearts, then we're going to wander in the wilderness. God said, all right, you guys go back in the wilderness and wander around there for 40 years. You're not entering into my rest. And for us today, that application is, well, what Paul said, I have a peace that passes understanding. But if he's going to keep ignoring the Word of God, we're not going to have that peace that passes understanding. In verse 22, he asked God to remove, he said, remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Reproach is an expression of disappointment. Lord, don't be disappointed in me. Help me not to live in a situation where I would be beneath consideration. Princes also did sit and speak against me, he said, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Now these princes, it talks about the princes of Israel 12 times in the Old Testament, and Paul said in 1 Corinthians, referring to the things which none of the princes of the world or the age knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And it was, of course, God's people, those princes of Israel that said, crucify him, we'll not have this man to reign over us. And so what did David do? He said in Psalm 119, verse 15, I will meditate in thy precepts. In verse 23, he said he's going to meditate in his statutes. He said in verse 48, I will meditate in thy statutes again. He said in verse 78, I will meditate in thy precepts. And then in verse 148, mine eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. Now we have a choice. We can meditate in the precepts and the statutes, and we can meditate in the word of God, or we can sit around and think about those that are speaking evil against us. Better idea, just get in the word of God, forget those people. In Psalm 24, it says, thy testimonies are also my delight and my counselors. And so we're going to have opposition. That's going to come if you're going to stand for the Lord. What should I do? I will meditate in thy word. Opposition, if we'll meditate in the word, the outcome, oh, my delight and my counselors. Good idea there. Be sure to be with us for our next session as we get into verses 25 to 32 in Psalm 119.